This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to that harvest honey.
Another installment in our weekly adventure into farming, American family farms, what's going on the farm. I'm Doug Steffen, a traditional American family farmer. Had an experience this week testifying before a state committee on growing hemp, cannabis, and the status of the family farm, basically, here in Massachusetts. It was a very interesting, eye-opening and a compelling 2.5 hours. And at the end, I said, when everybody was kind of looking around the room, thinking there's got to be a way to cap this conversation, because it's basically about Massachusetts having its head stuck in the sand when it came to dealing with hemp, CBD, things that people want instead of drugs to manage their pains. And so I said, when I looked around the room, and there was just sort of a silence for a moment, and I looked at the chairman of the committee, and I said, wouldn't it be nice if we as farmers felt the government was here to help us instead of putting us out of business? And the room erupted into, it wasn't laughter, but it was applause and cheering and that sort of thing. I think that's the government has created this, and we've allowed the government to get so big that it creates its own energy, if you will. And these sorts of stories are being repeated over and over and over again, especially where, and I made no bones about the Trump administration and Sonny Perdue and the way the Ag Department is being run for the benefit of, I mean, Sonny Perdue said it himself, get big or get out. And I used those words, and some people in the hearing room hadn't heard them, and they were aghast that the person who leads agriculture, supposedly the theory and priorities and that sort of thing in our country, says to the American family farmer, get big or get out. That to me was startling, and as I said, it took some people back in our conversation. I usually like to start our gathering with a couple of important news stories. One of them, I think this is rare good news for those of us in the family farm sector. The people in Florida, there are still a lot of family farms doing citrus. And the recent citrus crop, the orange crop, orange growers who are recovering from a bad year in 2017. Remember the Hurricane Irma devastated a lot of groves in Florida. So it's good that this year's Florida orange harvest can grow apparently 3-4% from last year, all different varieties. Who thinks about that? I guess when I go to the store, when I'm in California, I grab oranges, put them in my bag, and bring them back here because I think they're better. I've always thought Florida oranges were great, but I grew up around Florida oranges. Who knew that there were oranges growing big time in Texas? I didn't know that. 8% gain there. California growers facing sort of a modest situation, almost flat. California grapefruit up by 31%, though, much more so than Florida growers. But we don't talk much about citrus here on the American Family Farmer, so I wanted to bring those stats, that information, to you. Hemp farmers facing bad weather. The government is not involved in hemp farming yet. Crop insurance doesn't exist for hemp. There's new policy coming out in the next couple of weeks, actually, from the Department of Ag on hemp and cannabis and that sort of thing. And it's expected that it will clarify a lot of issues and deal with hemp farming in a way that is a little more positive. And that's not just because they're smart enough to figure it all out, but because Mitch McConnell's son is probably the largest hemp farmer in the country, if not the world. And so all of this stuff is aimed at helping him. Come on. Reality is reality. So there is one of the things we were talking about in this hearing that I told you I went to is how hemp can be used to make textiles and paper and insulation, cosmetics, a lot of products. And so the designation as a drug, which is completely ignorant, I mean, it's the, any ignoramus that tells you that hemp is a drug is just that, an ignoramus. It doesn't have THC in it, a little eensy teensy bit. The drug, if you want to call it that, is marijuana or cannabis. And so now, this year we had people growing hemp for the first time lawfully. Department of Agriculture, though, doesn't have any data. If you go back to pre-World War II, there's a lot of focus. There are, we have a plant here in Massachusetts used to make hemp products, and they're trying to revive that now because this is a big crop. Even though crop insurance doesn't exist, though, if you are going to grow it in the 2020 season, it looks like hemp insurance is coming. Meanwhile, farmers are figuring out how to best grow hemp. Different strains do better in different growing conditions. The yields fluctuate. We're a long way from being smart about how to do this. I'm trying to put together a whole cabal of people that I'm going to build a processing plant on my farm. So I want to get people to supply. And the seeds are not available. Cultivating equipment isn't available. It doesn't, as I said, the stress here is that it does not have Pott's hallucinogenic agent. That was illegal for a long time, but again, there's a lot of ignorance about this. Farmers, this ought to be, in my estimation, this is what I've been saying publicly for as long as I've been involved, it's like corn or any other crop, beans. It's a commodity. That's all it is. But the states have just made it difficult because there's so much ignorance about it. So anyway, that's an overview of some of the things that are going on. Also, I thought that people who are beef growers, if that's beef farmers, would be interested in this Stellar, S-T-E-L-A-R law. The law is called Out to Pasture. And in a letter that I saw, a lot of these groups have told Congress it needs to put the Stellar Law out to pasture. It's obviously ring on words there. In a letter to the chairs and ranking members of the House Energy and Commerce Committee and the Senate Commerce Committee, the groups collectively expressed their opposition to the renewal of the law, which provides for a compulsory license that allows satellite operators to deliver distant TV network signals to markets that don't have them. It's kind of like net neutrality. Smaller markets that don't have direct TV or that sort of thing. That's rural America personified, relying on local broadcasting. A lot of the radio stations that carry this program, for example, a lot of farm info is critical information, critical news about the local community, growing, up-to-the-minute weather, emergency information, that sort of thing. And the only way that they get it is through, you know, the oftentimes the television and or radio signals. That because of Stellar, S-T-E-L-A-R, major satellite television providers carrying television stations from outside the areas rather than from local stations themselves. So they have what we call syndicated programming. Well, my programs are all syndicated, but I have this American Family Farmer because it's dedicated to something that I think is very important, rural and agricultural culture. America was built on rural and agricultural culture, and we're forgetting this unique, irreplaceable link to our past and now to our community, broadband, net neutrality, what a mess. So it'll be interesting. They're having a hearing this week on this. The letter has signatories from the American Dairy Groups and Cattlemen's Association, wheat growers, that sort of thing. Farmers need not, and they can't accept, frankly, and shouldn't accept being treated as second-class citizens. I was doing a program, my Monday through Friday program in the morning, the DJV show. We were talking about how the Midwest is men 45 to 54 in the Midwest who come from farming backgrounds in agricultural areas, six different states, are the number one, it's a lousy statistic, but because of them, the age brackets for how long men live in our country is going down because so many of them are committing suicide. There's no work. Businesses have been, you know, the big ag people are coming in and throwing the little farmers out of business, and they're moving all of their facilities to bigger areas, to cities where they can move the product faster. It's corrupt, and it's really a nasty situation. And not a lot of people are calling attention to it. That's why I do this program, because I think we need to be calling attention to what it takes to make a farmer successful, a family farmer successful. So with that in mind, in a few moments, we're going to meet Niaz Dori, who's the coordinating director of the North Atlantic Marine Alliance and also the executive director of the National Family Farm Coalition, which is something that obviously to me is very important and very important to the listeners of this program. So that's coming up in a few moments. Right now, let me help you get a good night's rest, please. MyPillow, MyPillow.com website to see the mattresses, the brand new MyPillow mattresses, and the brand new MyPillow mattress toppers, and the brand new Giza sheets, and the brand new pillows, and there are all kinds of things, by the way, in the catalog you may not be aware of, all the different kinds of pillows. And right now you can get any pillow on the BOGO special. You don't know what the BOGO special is? Buy one, get one free. My pillow products include all-purpose cushions, neck pillows, pet pillows, you name it. They're comfortable pillows, the roll and go pillow, all the different colors, different designs. So need new pillows? Go to MyPillow.com with the BOGO offer. There's a new radio listener special tab at MyPillow.com, and that's where you get the deep discounts using the DJB code on all MyPillow products. The buy one, get one free special for all MyPillows. Make sure you enter the promo code DJB and get other great bargains, too, up to 66% off. And if you buy more than $200 worth of product, they'll help you finance it. Great radio specials, everything explained in detail. Use the promo code DJB for all your sleeping needs at MyPillow.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in a Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or tear up the streets in a Durango. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealer now and save. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 10/31/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma, had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Thank you. No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects, big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
About farming, families, food. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. Get our podcast at theamericanfamilyfarmershow.com. Joining me now is Niaz Dori, who is the coordinating director of the North Atlantic Marine Alliance, also the executive director of the National Family Farm Coalition. I'm wondering why you and I have never met to this point, because you are a fellow Bay Stater, right?
That's right. Good morning. I do live in Massachusetts.
Yeah, well, so do I. So here we go. Let's start with where you live. You're in Gloucester, which is a very old fishing port, and you have worked on fisheries and the issues that they've had. Were your parents, your folks, involved in fishing as a way of making a living?
No, not at all. I have no connection historically to fishing. I'm a community organizer and activist, and I used to work on environmental justice issues with Greenpeace, and I was asked if I would work on ocean issues, and I did 26 years ago, and I've been hooked, pun intended.
Good, you got a sense of humor. So, Niaz, what are some of the ocean issues? Let's bring everybody up to date, because a lot of folks don't know that fishing is considered now part of the farming group of things to pursue. I know one of the big banks, I guess all the banks now, the ag banks, are loaning to fishermen money for boats and that sort of thing. So what are some of the current issues that you're focused on?
Well, we really have been working hard the last 10 years to make people pay attention to fisheries the same way they have been paying attention to farming, because they're really not that far apart. Yeah. And I've been joking for quite some time that fisheries is the only thing, seafood is the only thing we eat that actually has the word food in it. Yet when we talk about food-related issues, we have been neglecting that part of our food system. But the same problems and the same solutions really play both on land and at sea. Fishermen have been faced with increased amount of consolidation, corporate takeover, privatization of fishing rights. Companies like Cargill and Conagra and Tyson and Caterpillar have all been seeing opportunities to invest and essentially take over the fishing industry. And as a result, we're seeing a decreased number of small and mid-scale independent fishing families and more of a consolidated industrial scale, commodity scale level of fishing. And with that, has gone a way of life, the fabric of the communities that have, much like Gloucester, that have been the home of fishing, the fishing communities for a long time. And instead, we're seeing factory fishing operations, highly industrialized fishing operations that really have no connection to the community or to even the people who are eating the fish that they're catching. And we're seeing further degradation of our marine ecosystem because of all of this. So we're really working on adapting some of the innovations that have come about in agriculture despite all the challenges in farming. Farmers have come up with a lot of ways to adapt that fishermen can learn from, and we've been making some of that transition happen. For instance, adoption of community-supported agriculture model to fisheries through community-supported fisheries and other ways of reconnecting people to their food from the sea.
That's very interesting. I never had thought, why not have CSAs, that is paying an amount up front for a year's supply, let's say, of good fish. That sounds like a very good idea. All right, we'll continue our conversation with the lady. The website, by the way, is namanet.org for Niaz Dorey, who is here with us at 28 past the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Celebrate this spooktacular sizzling Sprint weekend with scary good savings at your local Sprint store. This weekend only, when you switch to Sprint, you can pick up the new iPad Gen 7 featuring an amazing 10.2-inch Retina display and smart keyboard on us when you add a new line on a qualifying plan. That's right. Get an iPad Gen 7 on us when you add a new line at Sprint. All you need is approved credit. Plus, when you switch to Sprint, you'll get $100 via prepaid MasterCard for each new phone you lease. The more lines you switch, the more savings you'll get. There's never been a better time to switch to Sprint. Stop by your local Sprint store during Sizzling Sprint Weekend, October 25th, 26th, and 27th to learn more and check out other great deals. That's October 25th, 26th, and 27th at Sprint. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Requires port online registration and 60 days of service before card ships. Card terms, conditions, and exclusions apply. Member FDIC. iPad 7th Gen 32GB, $0 per month after 1917 monthly credit for 24 months credit. Apply within two bills. If you cancel early, remaining balance due, tax due at sale.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Republicans disrupted a closed-door session where members investigating the president were hearing from a senior Defense Department official. The group was led by number two House Republican Steve Scalise.
Adam Schiff is running a Soviet-style process behind closed doors where he's trying to impeach a president of the United States in secret. That's not how it should be done.
Pentagon official Laura Cooper was supposed to be deposed by the three committees setting up the impeachment inquiry. But House Republicans, who say they're increasingly upset about what they say is a lack of transparency, stormed the meeting, forcing the deposition to be postponed for hours as the room was cleared and reswept by security. Democrats say the GOP is making a mountain out of a molehill. They say this is just the investigative and private process and that public hearings on the matter are still to come. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that perhaps as many as 50,000 disabled veterans have student loan debt? Are you one of them? Did you know that the president has issued an order not only to forgive the debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker and get it done now? So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you are disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. If you have been struggling with making the loan payments, you might be eligible to have your loans be forgiven, and there will be no federal income tax liability for the forgiven loan amounts. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how you can get this student loan paid in full. You have the courage to get an education. Paying off your loans is just another way for us to say thank you for your service. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down, begging
to
mom.
American Family Farmer, our podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, the current one, that is a reflection of, it's back again to the news for the American Family Farmer, the podcast that we have posted up there now, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, starts with the discussion of a recent study that shows 60% of farmers say they don't have enough internet connectivity to run their businesses. Sort of what I was reinforced with the discussion of the television stations that serve farmlands in America. Lack of cell phone service, slow internet speeds hampering farmers and their work. And also on the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. They're all there. They're all in order and they're all explained what the basic subject matter is. So you can look there and see something of interest and listen to it, download it. We meet Nick Papadopoulos, who is the chairman, founder of Crop Mobster. This fellow has spent a lot of years as a consultant and a facilitator and sort of a social entrepreneur focusing on one thing and one thing only, and that is facilitating the transformation of business, communities, meaningful, measurable results. Crop Mobster is a sort of internet-based community platform that shares resources and trades food, supplies, that sort of thing. Is this good for a strong core community? I think, anyway. And he talked about how we can all benefit, farmers can benefit buying and selling and sharing online, but you got to have the access, the links to the broadband, and that's really an important issue. So that's the current podcast. Listen at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. Just hit the listen button, and you'll be all set. Our conversation this week is with Niaz Dorie, who is from the North Atlantic Marine Alliance, also the National Family Farm Coalition, the idea of trying to have the small traditional farmers and fishermen working sort of together here. I love that idea of CSAs, though. I think that's a brilliant stroke of genius. How do we do that? Do we go to the pier to get the fish? How does that actually happen when people sign up for a CSA, Niaz?
When we started the concept a little bit over 10 years ago, yes, you would have to have gone to a pier to be able to do that, but not everybody lives near the ocean.
Right.
The model has adapted since then, and some community-supported fisheries are actually delivering in the Midwest. You know, there is one company called Sitka Salmon Shares, for instance, that has created a co-op of fishermen that fish out of Sitka, Alaska, and brings fish into its hub in Galesburg, Illinois, and Madison, Wisconsin, and distributes their shares to rural communities and urban communities in the Midwest. So more and more in the greater Boston area, for instance, you have some CSFs like the New England Fishmonger who delivers to some of the farmers markets in the area. So we're seeing an increase in accessibility to seafood that's caught directly by fishermen in both coastal communities and inland communities. And so hopefully that'll increase, but it also has spawned some new businesses that are not necessarily CSFs, but making the connection between people and the people who are actually catching their fish more directly through traditional retail markets.
You know, it's very interesting you mentioned this. By the way, do you have a list of where people can go? If we go to the National Family Farm Coalition website, nffc.net, would we find a list of where these CSAs might be for fish, or do you have, is there any circumstance? I'm trying to think. We have a CSA in our community, and I see beef there all the time, but I'm not sure whether I see fish there or not.
Yeah, there is a website, localcatch.org, is where people can go to and put in their zip code, and the closest place a community-supported fishery delivers will come up for them.
All right, that makes good sense.
localcatch.org.
Yeah. How do we, there's a lot of focus, as you know, Niaz, on farmed fish and whether it's as good for you as the natural catch. What's the position of the NFFC on that?
Well, we are not supportive of industrially farmed fish. There are some fishing operations that are farming fish on a small scale, appropriate scale, in a more ecosystem that's more compatible with the ecosystem. However, there has been a move afoot for quite some time now to increase the farming of fish like salmon and other species in ways that is actually not natural in ecosystems that are not natural to them, and feeding them food that is not natural to them. And that salmon that comes from those salmon farms is actually higher in omega-6s versus omega-3s that are better for us because it's not living the life that it should, for a lot of different reasons, including the impact it has on jobs and fishing communities, the impact it has on the environment, the animals themselves. We believe fish farming should happen on a scale-appropriate way, certainly not with finfish, or shrimp, really, that neither one of those are done well. There is some freshwater finfish aquaculture that happens with trout or catfish. Again, scale is really important in these cases, how they're taken care of, much like any animal husbandry. You know, the scale is important, who's benefiting from it is important, what they're fed is important, and who ends up eating that food is also important, and
sure.
We're seeing industrial aquaculture having negative impacts.
Well, it's a little different. It's tied to big government, all the big businesses. I talk about this, I sound like a broken record, but I'm really disgusted. Maybe it's because I'm too much of a traditionalist. I just have no use for a government bureaucracy that supports one element of a business, especially what Purdue has said about get big or get out. To farmers. How do you tell that to a whole group of people that have basically made America what it is?
That was a ridiculous statement. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, this actually, you know, we are for proper regulations. It's when the corporations that are benefiting, that are profiting from government regulations that come in and actually
establish these people from these big companies go work for the government, get the policies instituted that are good for them, and then they go back to work for the company that benefits from the regulations that they had put into place. Come on. We all just didn't fall off of a turnip truck.
It's called a revolving door spinning out of control.
Right.
And that is happening a lot more. And so as long, you know, we need to take back our government as any more than we need to take back our food system. You know, we need to make sure laws are protecting not only us, our roads, our access to health care, but also or access to broadband, as you mentioned, but also the animals that we end up eating from our plates. So we need to make sure that we have good government. It doesn't, it's really about the control that's being exerted.
Yeah, well, I think we have a lot. It's interesting. I saw on your website, or I guess this is a blog, a blog post. One of the threads is a suggestion that it's time for the Secretary of Agriculture to apologize to American dairy, the family dairy farmers, and it was because of them that he made that get bigger, get out statement, which is, I don't even understand how Trump expects to carry agriculture this time around. He did last time around, but it depends on whether the Democrats put up anybody that's of value. But the situation is dire here. Another blog post I saw, farmers need a bill of rights like everybody else, quality schools, medical care. Yeah, of course they do. But they're all ignored. I mean, Trump, whether you like him or you don't like him, the guy's a hamburger-eating New Yorker who doesn't know from nothing. The fact that he appointed Sonny Perdue and he was the last, like an afterthought, after the cabinet was put together, he just doesn't, you know, there's nothing there that connects him, and therefore we kind of suffer because of it. And I don't know, you know, of all the people that are running, whether there's anybody else that seems to have a connection. Certainly some of the people in the bigger states don't. Who's the guy from South Bend, the mayor, Mayor Pete? He's too young. He's not going to get elected president, but he does have some good ideas and people are paying attention to him, for better or for worse.
We're a nonpartisan organization. It's
yeah, no, I understand you are.
The person that's important. And one of the things that we learned last year, we went on a tour of rural America last year. We traveled 13,000 miles in an RV and spent most of our time on farms and fishing docks. And what we learned was rural America does feel neglected. You know, the Democratic candidate.
It is neglected.
Absolutely. They didn't show up. The Democratic candidate didn't show up in most of the rural communities because they thought they had the urban vote locked up.
Yeah.
I'm somebody who's lived most of my life in urban environments, and I think we have a misconception about rural America, about farmers, about fishermen, and it's time for us to get reconnected to those who feed us, and they are feeling as though we don't care. The number one thing we heard was nobody comes here.
Yeah.
And you talked about on your show, I just heard that you were talking about broadband. We experienced that firsthand. And when we talk from urban communities, when we talk about what's wrong with rural America, well, if they're that isolated and they can't even get news into their communities, there is something wrong with the picture when we've decided to marginalize a big swath of our country and not give them access to basic things that they need. And so that isolation ends up causing other problems within that community. They've lost infrastructure.
Yep.
They've lost their banks. They've lost their corner drugstores. The most common
Walmart.
Place we could buy food on the, not even Walmart, Dollar General.
Yeah.
And so we have, you know, we've lost that integrity that comes with a community in much of the rural communities that we visited. And so it's time for us to really pay attention, because when we don't, we sacrifice a lot, but most importantly, we sacrifice social peace, not only in those communities, but in our country.
Yep, that's for sure. A few more minutes with Niaz Dori coming up here on the American Family Farmer. Right now, a focus on the greatest threat to your health. Did you know that Harvard Medical School said sugar was the greatest threat to your health? If you have glucose instability, it's time for you to listen for a moment to me talk to you about Curalin, brand new on the market, C-U-R-A-L-I-N. When you go to Curalin.net, buy your first bottle, get $20 off. Healthy blood sugar levels, that's what they're all about. Visit Curalin.net, enter promo code DJV to reclaim your life. Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N.net. Use the code DJV.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, Mike. How's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Niaz Dori from the National Family Farm Coalition website, NFFC.net, or the North Atlantic Marine Alliance's NAMANet.org. You've done a great job here, and I understand you're organizing a forum for November 5th on food solutions. Where is this going to be? How do people participate?
Yes, the forum is an opportunity to educate candidates, the public, and the media around food issues, both farming and fishing issues. It's going to be in Durham, New Hampshire, at the Granite State Room in the University of New Hampshire. And we invite all your listeners who are in the New England region to go to foodsolutionsforum.com and register and attend the event. And if they have conversations with the candidates, to let them know this is happening so they can show up.
Good idea. Thank you. Great information. Niaz Dori from the National Family Farm Coalition.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Past the hour on the DJV program, Ronnie McMullen is here from Life Change Tea, the brand of tea that is so extraordinary because it's so different. I've been drinking Life Change Tea now for I think about 3 or 4 years as I do my radio program. I have a cup right here, and I'll raise my cup to you, Ronnie, for producing a tea that is so good and so helpful. I guess that's why you call it Life Change Tea. Is that, can I use my imagination to figure that out?
No, that's exactly right. When you drink this tea, it will change your life. Our little tagline, the tea that makes you go. It's, you know, when you're cleansing yourself from what I call intruders, which is the toxins that are in the water and the air, and we definitely know how they get there. This is something that will make your body feel better. And when you're, you know, hate to say it, when you're going, this is going to make you better.
Why is there? No, I mean, it's a natural function. Our body functions naturally, and if this helps you to go and cleanse things, that's what's very important. I think people who shy away from talking about this are silly because it's a bodily function that we need to have control over or understanding about in order to keep our health. So that's I wouldn't apologize for that at all.
Well, it's funny because sometimes we'll get phone calls or emails and they'll say, you know, Ronnie, just so you know, this tea, it made me go. It's like, well, yes. You're supposed to have an exit because that means all the bad stuff's coming out of you. That's the whole idea. So, yeah, it's kind of exciting.
Yeah, Yeah, it is exciting. It's kind of, I mean, as exciting as you can get about something like this. This is sort of a, I think I referred to it once as a power washer. I have a farm, and I have a steam cleaner and a power washer. And that's what I do to cleanse the tractors and the equipment. And so this is the same kind of stuff, power washer for your insides, if you will. So what's in it? Is that a secret, or can you tell us what's in Life Changing?
You know, there's probably 8 or 10 products that are in there that are herbs only. So, you know, in fact, there's even milk thistle in it, which is really cool because that's kind of a help for your liver. So we have all kinds of good stuff. We got persimmon leaf in there. So it's the mixture, it's the blend, the synergy of the different products that go in there. But what's really cool is when you cleanse, when you take out the toxins and you remove the stuff that shouldn't be in your body, this helps your immunity. And this is really important to understand. Your immunity system is much like Batman's shields up. Okay, when your shields are up, your immunity is good. When your shields are down, your immunity is bad. And when your immunity is bad, then all of a sudden when the viruses come along and all the diseases that come along and the flus and the colds, and that's what we're getting ready for going into, that means you have a better chance of catching it if your shields are down, if your immunity is down.
Well, there are a lot of people who...
about the tea.
A lot of people lately have been talking about how it is that we have such weakened immune system. And frankly, as a kid who grew up on the farm and still is on the farm, I think my immune system is second to none because of all of the dirt, the grime, the things that I've been exposed to all my life that have helped build up an immunity in me. And then I take a lot of each day, as I said, I'm drinking a full cup of Life Change tea while I'm on the air for 4 or 5 hours. And this is the way you eliminate the need for flu shots and the things that you take that are drugs. If you have a strong immune system, it takes care of everything. And that's really what Life Change Tea enhances, as far as I can see anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's really, and we got a new product down at the shop. It's
the tea in a pill. Yes,
the tea in a pill. So it's really wonderful because a lot of people love our tea so much, but like if they go and travel, they can't. You know, it's kind of hard to brew tea when you're traveling. So
yes,
now we have D365. We had it before, but this is kind of new, improved. There's more pills for your money, so it's really a beautiful thing to take your D365 when you're traveling or when you forgot to brew tea the night before.
All right, go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they'll ship you your tea free. Get ready for a lot more energy. As I've said here any number of times, whenever I'm talking about it, I drink a cup every day while I'm on the air. You won't find this in stores anywhere. You can only get it online at getthetea.com. That's go to getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV for free shipping. I think you'll be very happy, and make sure that when you're ordering Get the Tea, you order the tea in a pill, the D365 tea in a pill as well at getthetea.com. Our thanks to Ronnie McMullen from Life Change Tea.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.